Yes, ma'am. Good morning, ma'am. What is your name?
Trina Olson.
Ms. Olson, please. Please hold on to the phone. This is Arizona Board of Executive Committee, and we will be conducting your hearing. And let me see who's going to conduct your hearing at this time.
That's mine.
The Honorable Mr. Neal will conduct your hearing. He will be the lead, so just hang on, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good morning, ma'am. Would you state your full name and ABC number for the record, please?
278-492 Trina Olson, Marie Olson.
Okay, thank you. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my grandfather, right, Honorable Michael Johnson. To his left is the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse. To her left is the Honorable C.T. Wraith, who's our board chairman. And my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead this morning. Also in the room, we have Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and they'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to the hearing, you received notification form advising you of this board hearing. Remember that form, ma'am?
Yeah, I signed it.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license of attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today?
I represent myself.
Okay, I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Westby in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth so help you God, or do you solemnly affirm?
Yes, I do.
I do. Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. If they've been violated in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So what I'm going to do is, for phase one, I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant. And after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it's true or false. Okay? Allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Judicial Supervision. Number two is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at TLC Halfway House at 132 South Watson, Mesa, Arizona on May 18, 2018, as verbally directed, written directed on May 18, 2018. Your whereabouts want to know, unless you're an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, ma'am?
True.
Thank you. So based on the admissions of Ms. Osfield, I'm moved to find that she's delinquent as she violated terms and conditions of supervision and that she may have lapsed or not lapsed in criminal ways or companies.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Johnson and Dr. Wright. Okay, ma'am. We're going to go to phase two in a moment, but before we get started, Mr. Westby is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll be right back with you. Okay?
Okay.
Mr. Westby.
Okay.
Ms. Olson was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on May 18, 2018. She was arrested on June 3, 2018 by Salt River PD. She refused to waive extradition and was released back to DOC on July 6, 2018. With an adjusted community supervision end date of October 5th, 2018, 16 abstentions. Current conviction, 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. Prior conviction in 2013, drug paraphernalia, 8 months. This is her second term in DOC. CUIR score, 3.3. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2013, transition release of standard, 205 days, administratively revoked. Her disciplinary violations are moderate. However, after her return to DOC on July 19, 2018, she received disciplinary that is pending for disobeying verbal written order. Other arrest, 1989, controlled substance violation, California, disposition unknown. 1993, burglary, second degree.
Burglary?
Burglary?
That's not true.
1993, burglary, second degree, California arrest position unknown. 1993, burglary, second degree, California, disposition unknown. 1993, burglary, California, disposition unknown. 1994, dangerous drug violation, California, disposition unknown.
That's 1995,
theft, California, disposition unknown. 1995, controlled substance violation, California, disposition unknown.
Hold on there, man.
Ma'am, you need to remain silent while I'm reading this.
Okay.
1996, controlled substance violation, California, disposition unknown. 1997, theft, California, disposition unknown. 2001, controlled substance violation, California, disposition unknown. 2001, theft, California, disposition unknown. 2003, controlled substance violation, California, disposition unknown. 2003, assault, Utah, disposition unknown. 2004, dangerous drug violation, Utah, disposition unknown. 2016, assault, Arizona, disposition unknown. Our community risk score is a G1B1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, ma'am, we move on to the summary of case provision. It seems that on May 18th, 2018, you were released to reside at your approved residence, which was TLC Halfway House at 132 South Wilson in Mesa, Arizona. On May 23rd, 2018, CCO Bernard called the TLC Halfway House and was advised that you did not establish residence. Your last known address was 3368 North Gilbert Road in Mesa, Arizona. So why did you go to TLC?
I just need to see my mom and went and stayed there with her.
But didn't you sign conditions of release that you would go to,
yeah,
to TLC? So why didn't you go to TLC?
I just decided to come back to prison, I guess, for going to go see my mom. Well, I haven't talked to my mom for 2 years, and then when I see her, she told me to come stay with her, so I can't.
Okay, well, you,
broken in law?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you knew where you were supposed to go.
Yeah.
Did you have any employment? I know you went out very well.
No.
Okay, so what?
I'm going to be up top.
Okay, what were you doing that brought the attention of Salt River Police Department on you? What were you doing when they contacted you?
I stayed there a month before. I just ate. I ate there because here they don't have no meat. I've been here 2 years, so over in Salt River they have meat, so I ate some meat before I came out here to do my time.
Well, why did Salt River PD notice you? Why didn't you? They arrested you, right?
Because they came to my house. They didn't arrest me on anything. They just said, you failed to go to your scouting or something. You're supposed to be at KLC. Because they were looking for someone, and then I was talking to them. I was buying me ice cream, and they were looking for someone, and then they just told me straight up I was up scouting, and they said, what's your name? I said, Trent Oslo.
Okay, I'm assuming my board members have any questions. Any questions? Okay, ma'am, we're nearing the end of your hearing. But we'll go into a discussion and the government's making a determination. But before we do that, we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. So if there's anybody else you think the board should know to help us make a decision, now's the time you tell us, but we ask that you don't repeat the information that you've already given us, okay?
All right. Well, I'm sorry, that's all.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all I have to say.
Right, thank you very much, ma'am. The board's going to go into discussion. We'll be talking amongst ourselves, make a determination. You may think we're addressing you, but we won't be. What we ask you is stay on the phone. Just remain silent.
Yeah.
And we'll get back with you as soon as we make a determination, okay?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Well, This young lady, she admitted that she wanted to see her mom because she hadn't seen her in a long time, and she knew it was going to get her violated. And with all that, I don't think that she's a good candidate to go back to community supervision right now, but she'll be released on about October 5th, 2018 anyway, so she doesn't have much time left, and she can spend it making a good plan, so she can spend more time with her. Any discussion from my fellow board members? Okay. Based on information number 2018W1546, the testimony of Ms. Austin, and the information from Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Ms. Austin as she was a delinquent, violated term condition of supervision, and had an actual not lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse, approved by Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. Okay, ma'am, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you should be released on or about October 5th, 2018. In the meantime, which is really not that far away, in the meantime, see about making yourself a good plan so that you can go out there and reconnect with your mother and stay away from law enforcement and stay away from getting in trouble.
Okay.
All right. Well, we wish you well.
That.
And Mr. Lindsay, man, would you please see everything out of the phone, please?
Okay.